is no speech that justifies mindless violence. As president of our country and commander-in-chief of our military, I accept that people are going to call me awful things every day. And I will always defend their right to do so.
Never lacking things to talk about here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We always, at the top, kick it around with the folks from Talk Radio News, the true insiders, certainly in the Beltway and beyond. Victoria Jones, one of our faves, joins us now. Victoria, all eyes on New York during the day. I wonder how many people actually watched or listened to the speech, Obama's speech at the UN, because Jay Carney the day before was saying, you know, watch the speech. He wasn't really telling very much, not even giving very many morsels about what the speech was about. And I think a lot of it, of course, centered on the Middle East and what happened with the ambassador and whatnot. But what do you think were the main themes that he was trying to seize on, I guess?
I think a couple of them. I think one of them was talking about the Arab Spring in large terms, pleading for tolerance, talking about freedom of speech, talking about how violence is never the answer to these things, talking about the Arab world and telling it to use its newfound democracy to protect freedom of speech and freedom of religion and life. And yeah. Then also, of course, talking about Iran.
Yes, and it's interesting. The reaction is what we'll be looking for from the rest of the world, especially the nations involved in, of course, the Arab Spring. So I don't think it's a surprise. The theme was, you know, freedom of speech and violence and extremism, you know, reacting to that and speaking out about that. And there's some of the lines that I pulled in it. Do you think he played well? Do you think this speech played well overall?
Yes, I think it played very well. I mean, I think some of them, you know, some of the leaders were a little surprised, I think. Not surprised, but, you know, incredulous at our idea of free speech. But they've heard it before, and they know that Obama absolutely believes in the kind of free speech that he was talking about. And it was the Americans' turn to speak, so, and they respect him. You know, they have a tremendous amount of respect for Obama, many of these people, more than they do for some other American presidents who've spoken there. So I think it did go down well, and particularly since he started by talking Ambassador Chris Stevens. He opened with very simply mentioning Ambassador Chris Stevens. That's how he opened. You know, and then he closed by talking about, you know, I promise you this, but talking about Chris Stevens' love and respect for the people of North Africa, after saying, I want to begin by telling you about an American named Chris Stevens. And, you know, many of the people in the audience knew Chris Stevens and loved him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, because he was a career politician, especially Middle East. No question about that. All right, and we'll talk about this more on America Tonight. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, and we'll be playing some of the speech and some of the themes from it. Victoria, something that you and I talked about off the air is Ralph Reed, and the Faith and Freedom Coalition is his baby. And, of course, he's working for Mitt Romney's campaign trying to mobilize folks. And Mother Jones did a story you were telling me about that had some shocking questions, I guess, in asking people who were they're registering to vote and whatnot. What were some of the questions? I didn't see it.
It's quite extraordinary. The Faith and Freedom Coalition intends to spend between 10 and 15 million, 10 and 12 million dollars this election cycle to mobilize evangelical voters that they think could make the difference in this election. And so one of the things they're doing is they are mailing a voter registration confirmation survey to registered Republicans to try and mobilize these voters. And they've got questions in it. And it's a fake survey, but it's a survey. Question 10, how much danger do you think liberty is in right now as a result of President Obama's policies, actions, and agenda for America's future? Mark as many answers as you think appropriate. Okay, and here are the ones you can check. One, more serious than the threats we faced in World War II from Nazi Germany and the Japanese, because the attack on liberty today is from our own government. Two, more serious than the threat we faced from the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Three, more serious than the American Civil War. Four, all of the above. Five, serious, but not as serious as the threats to liberty listed above. Six, President Obama is not an enemy of liberty. Seven, undecided. Eight, other.
Wow. Other. That's tough. And that's just a little snippet of what was contained in Ralph Reed's stuff.
Oh, yes, the other one is issue summary. The anti-American communist dictator of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, calls Barack Obama Comrade Obama and remarked that he believes President Obama is to the left of himself and Fidel Castro. Question two. Do you think Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro see President Obama as an ally of theirs? Or do you think Chavez was just joking about President Obama's communist beliefs?
All right, we're going to get to the rest of that, too. We're going to also go through some of what Ralph Reed's registration questions had to say, courtesy of Mother Jones, obviously, as they got a hold of it. So one last one for you. Romney did a strange thing today, and it's been reported all over the place, but I'll just give a little synopsis of it. Apparently, he said Obama hasn't raised taxes in his first term. So he said, look, the guy hasn't raised taxes, but he will if he's reelected. Wow, do you think he realized what he pointed out to the people in Ohio?
No, I don't think he realized that at all. Because his spokeswoman immediately said in the statement that he's raised taxes on millions of middle-class Americans during his first terms on office, and said that Romney's clearly communicating about an additional tax increase he's proposing. But that wasn't what he said at all.
No, I think that's a great headline though for Obama, and I'm sure they could seize the moment on that, saying that he hasn't raised taxes on the middle class, but this is what'll happen, you know, if he's reelected. And you gotta people will look at that and say, well, isn't that the whole thing? You're giving us his scorecard. You know, basically you're giving the scorecard for Obama. That's surprising.
Right.
Yeah, that's surprising. I wonder the people behind the scenes, I wonder when they heard that, I wonder if they're sitting, you know, there's always people sitting in a room somewhere and they're watching that unfold, and it's like a little mini train wreck of the day.
I think that might have been today's train wreck, because his speech at the Clinton Global Initiative, whether you agreed with his principles on how he would allocate foreign aid or not, it was a well-delivered speech.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And of course, that's what they were looking for, the home run there for sure, because that's a layup, but it certainly wasn't for Romney in Ohio. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. That was fun. You take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. We will. Thank you.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,767.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,810.81, $905.40 for a half ounce, or $452.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,810.81, $905.40, and $452.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Unlike Victoria's assessment of Obama's speech at the UN. So she says thumbs up, he says no way, it's the wrong signal to the world. And in the middle of all of that, would you believe that Clinton, he is the master orator and fundraiser, raises $2 billion at the Clinton Global Initiative. Mitt Romney talked about foreign aid and the big overhaul in his appearance because he was part of the global initiative. As Bill Clinton often says, he doesn't care, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter to him. It's about the mission. And in fact, the Bushes are heavily involved with it. So just as to show you can be mortal enemies until you're out of office and then things really turn around. All right, speaking of enemies, there is no love loss between Newt Gingrich and Barack Obama, I don't think, anyway. So the former Speaker of the House says that the president is totally focusing on campaigning, on getting reelected in another 4 years, and he's just not doing the job that you would have to do as president, and that is what's completely sending the mixed messages or the wrong signal, was his specific quote in his UN address when he apologized for the anti-Islam video instead of defending free speech. Now, remember, as part of the address at the UN, one of the things that Obama did do, and we'll let you hear snippets of it throughout the show, is he said that the U.S. is going to stop Iranian nuclear bomb aspirations if they are in fact doing that. So he's taken a hard line in a sense against Iran, although I think at some point it's going to be more about action than than talking about doing something, because we come back to the same circle again of embargoes and things that just aren't working. So Newt Gingrich says he's not working, and that's, you know, that's the problem. He says that the president, talking about the crude and disgusting video that sparked all the problems throughout the Muslim world, and then said, you know, America's never going to retreat, the fact that he lambasted that shows that he's in the wrong direction, because instead of standing up for free speech, he ends up apologizing for what was an excuse. This is Gingrich saying that it was an excuse to attack American interests. And he brings up Syria, because remember, along the campaign trail when Syria was bubbling up, Newt Gingrich talked a lot about it. He says thousands of people have been killed in Syria. We all know that. But there have been no riots about insults and no problems around the entire area about the fact that people are getting killed in Syria, that mosques have been bombed in Syria, but there's no outrage. So a movie, crappily done, and a stupid movie, Gingrich is saying, made by a private citizen seen by really no one, suddenly is the talk of the United Nations. So Newt Gingrich says thumbs down, and it wasn't the great way to address the UN over what's been going on in Muslim nations and the whole idea of the Arab Spring. In the meantime, others are stepping to the rescue for Obama and saying that's exactly what people needed to hear, that America was there and it was terrible what happened in Libya, and we're here for the long haul, and especially we have your back, Israel, because remember there's been problems between Benjamin Netanyahu and the President of the United States. So while that's all going on, Romney on the campaign trail is accusing Obama of failing to level with Americans on Libya. This is like the storyline that just won't go away anytime soon. So here we are in the beginning of this hour of America Tonight. Coming up in our next segment, would you believe it already, we're going to lighten the load, because each and every week we talk to our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohet, hands down the best storyteller of all, and we're going to talk to him about cops in Hollywood and that relationship, because there was a new movie that came out called End of Watch, and it specifically was about officers and dealing with a very rough area of Los Angeles. And there have been a couple of movies made about that. In the meantime, one of the other things that I mentioned here right from the get-go is Ralph Reed. We talked about in campaigning, Ralph Reed is dumping a bunch of money. His organization is dumping a bunch of money into Romney getting elected. And you heard a couple of the questions that are part of this questionnaire that's being handed out in churches. That's what they're doing is. You got about 5,000 volunteers who are trying to contact millions of voters in person. 25 million voter guides are being distributed at 117,000 churches before the country elects a new president or the same president. And this is also a on the back of it, there's a thing for a donation from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. It's a direct mail piece that asks a series of anti-Obama questions. You heard a few of those at the top, and talks about things like Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is a lot of money has been pumped into it. And the evangelical vote, if you remember back in 2004, for George Bush, that really pushed him over the top. That pushed him over the top. That was his Waterloo. That allowed him initially to get through Waterloo, to go up over the top, and to you know, claim victory. So in this case, Romney is looking for help from all different corners of the Republican Party, and this would be one of them, because Ralph Reed is actually a likable guy. He has friends who are Democrats, and it's a clever way to take a page out of Karl Rove's book, using some kind of a direct marketing piece get people interested and also get them to donate. And some of the questions are a little more tame than the ones you heard at the top, like what's your opinion of Obamacare, strongly oppose, strongly support, generally oppose, that kind of thing. Another question is, would you like to see Obamacare repealed? Another one is, will you be taking the vote of your representation or representatives on the repeal of Obamacare? Will you take that into account when you vote in 2012 as to how they feel about your reps repealing it or just staying with Obamacare? And so there's a lot of questions actually about Congress, too. For some reason, it's not for some reason, but so much of the focus is on the presidency that a big chunk of the nation is actually electing some senators. And, of course, everybody is looking to the House, and a lot of the races will probably be the same people, but there could be a few that fall, and there might be a few new faces that end up making their way to Washington, D.C. I mean, now more than ever, things are certainly changing out there, and this is evidence of it because the voting bloc is more fragmented than ever with minorities and breaking down women, breaking down the white vote. They were talking about that so much at the Republican convention, the Hispanic vote, the black vote. And when you frankly are the numbers person and you're behind the candidate, that's what you're looking at. You're just looking for numbers. And you can break down the demographics, but you're figuring out ways that you can get to those people. So evangelical is one way for the Republicans because they would trump the Democrats there, while the youth vote is something the Democrats are trying to once again trump the Republicans with the best that they, you know, possibly can. And I think that we're going to see more of these plays as we get closer because we're almost to the point where we're at 40 days and counting. 40 days. Just like that, can you believe it? We're going to head into another election. I mean, we're in the election cycle. We're going to head into another November where we're voting across the board. All right, we can hold the politics aside for a second, at least the politics of Washington. Politics of a different sort come into play, however, when we talk about Hollywood and the Los Angeles Police Department. That's next on America Tonight.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We rolled up here. I don't know what's going on. It's the second cowboy like this we run into in a week.
Watch out for these guys. They operate by a different set of rules.
No, I'm just a ghetto street cop, but you gotta know something here.
We've got indicators he's a runner for the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah, well, we ran it. We came up clean, dude.
You guys don't have the proper clearance for any of this information, but I'm gonna throw you a bone. Cartels are operating here. We're on it. Be careful.
What does that mean, though?
It means you and your homeboy need to cow down. You just tugged on the tail of a snake. It's going to turn around and bite you back. I'm throwing you a bone here.
I'm grateful
for what I'm giving you.
I'm giving you a warning.
Lay low.
Right, yeah. Can I get your name for my log?
Negative. Move on.
Yeah, all right.
All right, end of watch. That was a clip from that movie, Jake Gyllenhaal. You could hear his voice clearly there, one of the actors. The LAPD and Hollywood have had an interesting relationship over the years. Stephen Shohat joins us each and every week. He is the man behind Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Hey, Katie. Very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, I was thinking about that. You sent me a note, and off the top of my head, I was thinking LAPD and Hollywood. Oh, sure. Sometimes it fits like a glove, and sometimes maybe it doesn't, but a lot of television shows even go to the LAPD, use them as consultants and whatnot. If you look at any of the cop flicks from Hill Street Blues to The Closer that just wrapped up this year on TNT, they always have credits where they have police who are part of that consulting, including a guy that many people know from the O.J. Simpson years, and this, of course, from the lawyer ranks, Gil Garcetti. So it's not uncommon to look at a couple of different relationships with the cops in Hollywood, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, really, it was the show Dragnet, which first was a radio show and then a TV show done by Jack Webb, and he was absolutely determined to tell the real stories of the LAPD. And the LAPD had a long history of probably unfairly, of being ineffective or corrupt. And that's one reason why, for example, the Chicago mob, after Al Capone was out of the picture, started looking to infiltrate the movie business because they saw the opportunity there with less heat on them. And one of the things that happened with Dragnet was it really made the force rise up in people's eyes. And it showed how hard they worked. It introduced people to things that they didn't know. Like most people today can probably recite Miranda rights. And that's largely because of Dragnet.
Yeah.
Watching the police procedure, and it became so common. And Jack Webb, I mean, he wasn't a policeman. He wanted to be a cartoonist. He was a radio disc jockey, but he did a lot of things for the police forces. He donated money to build the police academy in L.A., scenes from Dragnet, and also another show he produced, Adam 12, were used as training films for police forces throughout the country. So they were very positive. It was a very, very positive relationship. And I think End of Watch is one of the most positive movies about police I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you think about it, like the television portrayals and then some of the previous movies, they haven't been very positive. The L.A. Confidential is a great example. I mean, that's Los Angeles. What was the movie with Angelina Jolie? That was another big one.
Right. Well, James Ellroy, who wrote L.A. Confidential, his mother was murdered and it was never solved. So he was writing about, I think that influenced his writing. And although at that time, the chief of police was Chief Parker. I know that James Ellroy is talking about some of the corrupt things that were happening when he was chief, but compared to previous police forces or previous administrations in L.A., Chief Parker did a lot to clean up the force. In fact, I think I told this story before, that Chief Parker, even though he was a very respected policeman, probably because of Dragnet, the second most famous law officer in the United States after J. Edgar Hoover, he was also seen as a cold fish. And there was one time he was doing an interview and he was asked, "Hey, Chief, what about police brutality after the Watts riots?" And he looked at the reporter and said, I can only hire humans. And as long as I can only hire humans, we're going to have human problems. So he was supposedly a very hard man to get to know, but one of his speech writers was Sergeant Gene Roddenberry, and Gene Roddenberry left the force in 1956, and 10 years later he created Star Trek, and he based the character of Mr. Spock largely on Chief Parker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's interesting because I don't know that a lot of people know that backstory. But it's an interesting one, no doubt. As far as the cops are concerned, too, there's just endless storylines. It's not, you know, this is something that just recycles around and again and again and again.
Stephen J. Cannell saw a young man in a friend of his, actually, Mike Post, the composer, saw a young man in the LAPD, one of the stations, who he thought must have been arrested for something, and then they found out the young man was an undercover officer infiltrating high schools to go in there and get drugs and to find drug dealers, and that was the inspiration for the TV show 21 Jump Street, for example. And this new movie, End of Watch, the writer is David Ayers, and he has friends on the force, and it's a funny movie, but it's frightening if this stuff is really going on. But according to the makers of this movie, all that stuff is happening with the drug cartels and some of the things that go down in this movie. I mean, it's really an interesting movie because some of it's really hard to watch, and other parts. For once, the two police officers are really, really likable. It's interesting because David Ayers also also wrote Training Day, where you had, you know, this horrible, awful cop, although the Ethan Hawke character was very noble, but the Denzel Washington character was just terrible. And in that movie, the gang members were given this certain type of honor and nobility, and they end up helping out the Ethan Hawke character, even though they're, you know, very frightening people. In this movie, End of Watch, the gang members are bad and the police are good, and you know, it's been a while since it's been that clear cut. It seems like, anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you remember a movie in the 80s with Sean Penn and Robert Duvall?
Oh, yeah,
it was about
Colors.
The gangs? Yeah.
Yeah, Colors, directed by Dennis Hopper. And again, you know, a movie that came off just very realistic. All these movies have policemen on the set. I'll tell you an interesting thing that happens in L.A., too, is there's an issue with the police who guard movie sets. Most of them are retired police officers, because if you ever have a situation where there's full deployment of active police officers, they're unavailable. And so the TV and movie people want retired police officers who are always available, and they make good money guarding sets. I mean, some of them make up to $600,000 a year.
Wow.
And it's been an issue with the LAPD. Chief Bratton, the current chief, doesn't particularly like that. He wants that money coming into the force. He doesn't like that retired police officers do this, but so far the city council has sort of overruled him. But usually you see those guys standing away from the action, so I don't know how much they contribute to things, if they have any input at all, but most police procedural dramas will have some police officer to advise them on the set.
Well, $600,000 to be retired and guarding sets. I think I'd be going to that city council meetings that when they're brought up and try to do, if I were one of those guys, and try to defend my right.
yeah. I think if that's regular, and if they work all the time, and of course, L.A., you know, we're having problems out here because it has become more expensive to make movies. I mean, End of Watch, a very low-budget movie like a documentary, $7 million. You don't usually see movies filmed in L.A. done for that little these days. But I mean, there are all these expenses involved with making movies, and we are losing a lot of business to other places like New York and North Carolina and you know, other places around the world as well. I mean, the Hatfields and the McCoys, for example, the Western movie was just filmed in Romania. One that Kevin Costner just won the Oscar for, I mean the Emmy for, the other night. But anyway, you know, the LAPD will always provide interesting subject matter for movies and television shows, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree. Stephen Shohat, Hollywood Stories, pick up his book. It's a terrific read, and we love having him on the show. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kate. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And the relationship, he's right, with the LAPD is an interesting one. And I did not know that about the guys who watched the sets. I knew that a lot of the movies were being made in other places. And for Los Angeles, they want to keep that money in California. But because it was cheaper to make movies in other spots, like North Carolina especially, and then, of course, looking at the areas you have to work with, that started to happen. And you can imagine how the city council, they start to look at what's coming in, and they used to, that was it. Everything, not everything, but so much was made in California, and especially in Los Angeles, and even beyond those sets, that would take a huge chunk out of the money that would go into an economy that's obviously, as Stephen pointed out, struggling right now. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends, including the sad story of another pit bull mauling. I mean, just a mauling, terrible, terrible, terrible story. I can't say it enough, that word. Wait till you hear the details. Stay with us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Step on the gas and head for the flags, as they say. Let me tell you, in odds and ends, I can't imagine being a kid and having a mother who was running a high-dollar prostitution ring among the people that I played sports with. Wouldn't that just be the worst? What would it be like going to school after that? We're going to talk about that in a second, but first, I already teased this, if you will. Newborn baby boy dies after being mauled by the family's pit bull. Police responded to a domestic violence call at the house when they were there. That's when it happened. The baby's father was screaming at the child's mother, and shortly after that, they discover that the infant had been mauled by the pet, a three-month-old. Wow, that's crazy. So the pit bull got riled up by the, this is what they're saying, by the arguing and screaming and all this other stuff, And when, after the noises were heard of the fighting back and forth, they found that the dog had attacked the kid. The baby's grandfather was in the house, grabbed the child, ran outside. Police and paramedics came and all that sort of stuff. But the baby, they couldn't save the baby. The dog is quarantined. And it brings up the question again, I think, of pit bulls. I mean, does anybody listening to me have a pit bull? And would you defend pit bulls? I don't understand that every time we read about some, and it's not always just a pit bull, but how often is it that these dogs are attacking kids or people or whoever? I mean, is this just in their makeup? Is this what they're designed to do, or is it the way they're raised? But either way, how long before more communities are saying, no more pit bulls. You can't live here if you have a pit bull. We're not going to risk that. I'm going to throw out the digits, because if you know anyone who's been attacked by a pit bull, or you have one, and there's something we don't know about pit bulls, I want to hear it. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. All right, on to the story about mom who was making big bucks by running, and looking at her, she looks like any other mother, any other soccer mother. She doesn't look like she would run a prostitution ring, whatever that means, I don't know. She just doesn't look that way when you look at the photographs of her. Her name is Anna Gristina, and she's made millions. This is what the deal is. She's got four kids, but she was moonlighting as a multi-million dollar madam. So what could she do? They caught her red-handed. She's pleaded guilty to promoting prostitution. She's a legal U.S. resident, but she's from Scotland. She's going to be sentenced in November. She spent 4 months in jail before she was released on a $250,000 bond. Her lawyers say that she lived on a 12-acre piece of land in Monroe, which is about 50 miles north of New York City, and she actually rescued pets, animals, and helped abandoned pet pigs find new homes. But the prosecutors say that she has a roster of other things, like men, wealthy, well-placed clients, who she was making all this money on, millions and millions of dollars for 15 years. She said she was just doing a dating service, that she started a dating service. But they're saying, no, I don't think so. And how they caught him was, of course, in a sting situation. You have two women, an undercover cop that poses as a client, and the rest is history. So, you know, people to get out and cut deals so that they wouldn't have to do jail time. I think she's not going to have much of a leg to stand on here. But for the kids, I already mentioned this, it has to be really, really tough as they go to school after this, because some of the people that were clients were people that were fathers of that community, of the kids that they played with. So how awkward. I guess never thinking that this would come up. It would never be revealed, that they wouldn't have caught on to this and there wouldn't be a sting. 15 years is a long time. You can be lulled into complacency after all. You think you've gotten away with it. You're making a ton of dough. You have this great piece of land. You're an upstanding member of the community. Yeah, who knew? Who knew what was really going on? Only the people that were using the service and the police who got wind of it and shut her down. I don't know, going to school the next day and trying to explain that the headlines scream, my mom's a madam, yeah, it might be tough. Homeschooling, that's where I would go for the homeschooling. That would be the right option if it was possible. All right, we want this to end. So this fits in perfectly for odds and ends. The NFL and this replacement refs stuff has to just stop. Because, you know, we talked about this at length. The Monday night football game was ridiculous. The NFL is upholding the Seahawks' win over the Packers. However, it doesn't mean that most of America isn't is just not floored by what's going on, because, you know, this is a football-loving nation. A lot of people are watching football on Thursday and on Sunday and on Monday. So the NFL conceded on Tuesday that, yes, the bad call cost the Packers the game while upholding the Seattle Seahawks win. Coaches, players, fans, and even others have just ripped to shreds these replacement refs. The league met with the locked-out black-and-white folks, the zebras, to try to solve the massive block, the impasse. And it's, you know, it's not looking great. They haven't made anything public at this point. But I think that we're going to see more problems in these games. And the outcomes, I mean, not really knowing, it's going to be a struggle the rest of the season if this continues the way it has. Because I think these referees, in certain situations, they're not really sure. I mean, they're learning on the job. That's what it is. They're learning on the job, and the sport moves way too fast. It's much different than college officiating, and when they hesitate on the calls and what they're doing with the replays, it's just extraordinary. It's crazy. And the NFL locked out the officials in June when their contract was up. They couldn't reach a new collective bargaining agreement, so they opened the season with the replacements. But the most experienced, and that's not even everyone, the most experienced were really in the lower areas of college football, the lower divisions. So we're not talking about grade A Division I refs who had done it for a very long time. No, we're talking about across the board in lower divisions, guys who were part of now these officiating crews.
That's the difference between this ref lockout and the one that happened a few years ago when they just plucked the guys from basically the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-10.
Yeah, the big ones.
But this year, the D1 schools, the leagues won't allow them to do that. They won't allow their refs to work the NFL games as well. So now you're going down even further. You're dealing with high school refs, people who have never done video reviews
before.
High school. There were some refs who were doing nine-man football
crazy
in Texas.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, I mean, that's, seriously, that means you get a book, you're looking at it, and you're trying to figure out what the calls you're supposed to make, and even the way you're supposed to make the calls, and it really is going to lead to more lopsided finishes.
It's just the different speed of the game, too, when you're watching it.
Yeah.
It's like a hitter going against single-A pitching than going to the major leagues. You're not going to be able to hit home runs.
No. Yeah, I agree. Boo! We want our refs back. We want our refs back.
Well, call something, for God's sake.
Exactly right.
He's looking right at it. He hit Havlin twice, and they call absolutely nothing.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.